So are you allowed to talk during Hallel? We're not encouraging talking during davening, but specifically Hallel and Rosh Chodesh, in which we saw the whole concept of a bracha by Hallel and Rosh Chodesh is based on a minhag. So are you allowed to talk in between? No, I'm not talking about a necessity talking, simply schmoozing with your friend in the middle of Hallel. Says the Gemara in Brachos, it's usher to talk in the middle of Hallel, even on days that you don't say full Hallel, you just say a chatzi Hallel. In other words, you skip those two paragraphs of Rosh Chodesh. It's still forbidden to talk during Hallel. Comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos says, ah, you see from over here that on Rosh Chodesh, there must be a bracha by Hallel. Why? Because otherwise, why would you not be allowed to talk? The only reason why you must not be allowed to talk during Hallel is because there's a bracha at the beginning, there's a bracha at the end, just like you're not allowed to talk after you say a bracha until you finish the mitzvah. So therefore, you shouldn't be allowed to talk in the middle of Hallel. Says Tosfos, but you see that at least there's a bracha on Hallel. Fine. So says the Rosh. The Rosh says as well, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it must be that there's a bracha by Hallel, because if not, why can't you talk? Listen to this language. He says it's just like a person reading Tehillim. If there's no bracha in the beginning of Hallel, and there's no bracha at the end, are you allowed to talk when you say Tehillim at home at night? Why not? You're saying Tehillim, there's no bracha. Talk as much as you want. You finish a paragraph, talk, and then even in the middle of Psukim, you could stop in the middle of saying a parak of Tehillim and talk. What's the problem? There's no bracha. Says the Rosh, it must be that there is a bracha in the beginning of Hallel. Fine. The problem is that we learned, according to the Sfaradim, no, Sfaradim in the room, they don't say any bracha on Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. So could Sfaradim, maybe they should be allowed to talk, should encourage talking at the Sfaradi, Bukhari, and Minyanim, no? Should you write that? Don't tell them that at all. On Beth Gavriel, there'll be now full talking during Hallel. Why not? There's no bracha on Rosh Chodesh. You say bracha on Rosh Chodesh? No, there's no bracha. So what's the problem? Just like you throw out a talk in the middle of Tehillim at night, talk in the middle of davening. What is the problem? So says the Shulchan Aruch, there's no bracha, but the Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to talk. So that's a little bit weird. So you have to ask the Sfaradim, how come you have no bracha by Hallel, but yet you're not allowed to talk? Isn't it just like saying Tehillim at night? Says the Bar Halacha, well, guess what? There is a Rav David Abud Raham, which says, yeah, they could talk all they want. No problem at all, because since there's no bracha, what's the problem with talking? That's shita number one. If David Abu Raham says, yes, Sfaradim could talk whatever they want in the middle of Hallel and Rosh Chodesh, there's no bracha. Shita number two, says the Bar Halacha, well, look, since there's no bracha, really they should be allowed to talk. But there's another problem about talking. What's unique about Hallel and Rosh Chodesh, or Hallel in general, is, you know the famous two words? Same famous two words for next month. You're going to hear these two words over and over again. New? Pursume Nisa. It's to publicize the Nes. So since Hallel is to publicize the Nes, really you should be allowed to talk because it's no different than saying Tehillim at night. But since you're publicizing the Nes through Hallel, Yitzias Mitzrayim through Hallel, I guess. It's Yitzias Mitzrayim through Hallel, Hallel Shevach Voldal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, don't talk because of Pursume Nisa. Fine. Shita number two, really you should be allowed to talk, but you don't talk because of Pursume Nisa. Comes along Rabbeinu Yonah, and Rabbeinu Yonah says like this. He says, really, you should be allowed to talk with Sfaradim because there's no bracha. So what's the problem? Kevan shehischil bishvacho shalmakom. Since you started praising God, nothing to do with Pursumeini. So since you started davening, ein ze lahafsik bishvacho shalmakom. In other words, no, nothing to do with brachas. Nothing to do with Pursume Nisa. Since you started praying, keep your mouth shut till the end of your Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, what are the nafkaminas? Ready for this? I got four or five nafkaminas for you. We'll knock them off. Nafkamina number one. What about anyone here put on Tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam? New? Any Tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam is over here? If you put on Tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam, what do? After davening, you put on Tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam, what do you say? Tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam? Shema. You saying Birchas Shema? No, we're not saying Ar Yotzer Ar again. No. It's just, are you allowed to talk in the middle of that Shema? If you say the reason why you're not allowed to talk in Hallel is like Rabbeinu Tam, because there's brachas on both sides, Kriya Shema with Rabbeinu Tam, so yeah, talk in the middle. Now, I'm not suggesting you should be mezalzel in it, but if you need to talk, you get your wife texts you, pick it up in the middle of, pick up the phone and call your wife in the middle if you need to have to do that. Why? What's the problem? And there's no bracha. But if you say like Mishnah Berurah, the reason why Halloween and I would talk is because of Pursumei Nisa. Is any Pursumei Nisa by Kriya Shema? Not really. So you could talk also. But if you say the reason is like this Rabbeinu Yonah, reason number three, that once you start B'shvacho Shamakom, make sure you finish without talking, then you wouldn't be allowed to talk in the middle of Kriya Shema Rabbeinu Tam. So writes the Panim Meiros. Reason number, yeah, Nafkumi number one.
According to Rabbeinu Yonah, wouldn't you then have to, even if you say to him, you shouldn't be talking either?
100%. Well, maybe you could say it's not in the context of davening. So here it is in kind of Shvacho. I hear you. Point taken. I don't have a good answer. Yeah.
The issue is that
yeah.
It's not really necessarily comparable. Because when you're saying Shema, you're wearing the Rebbeinu Tam Tefillah.
Yeah.
You're being
Yotze, the Mishnah, not really, because that's saying Brachas Kriya Shema. So it's not really, you can't really be not saying the Brachas over again.
I hear you.
I'm not sure. It's at least Shvacho Shamakom. So for sure, Shvacho Shamakom. It's not the Brachos, and it's not really Pesumei Nisa. So according to Rebbeinu Yonah, it's... At best, it's at least Shvacho Shemakom. Nafkamin number two. Well, I've here for all you Nusach Svarid people, yeah? So you all think oh, Nusach Svarid is so cool because we could talk in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra because we have Baruch Shamar in the middle of it. Yeah, you Ashkenazim, it stinks to be Ashkenazim, right? So because Ashkenazim, you have to keep your mouth shut for 10 minutes. Svarim only have to keep their mouth shut for 5 minutes. Nusach Svarid as well, right? Maybe not. That should be another nafkamina. What about Asher Yuval Etzion? Are you allowed to talk in Asher Yuval Etzion? If you say the reason is, like the first Pshat Rabbi Raham, that if you have a bracha at the beginning, bracha at the end, then you're not allowed to talk. So Nusach Svarid, when you're only doing the beginning part of Pesukei Zimra before you say Baruch Shamar, you could talk to your heart's content. If you say the reason is like Ber Alacha, that it's Pursumei Nisa, that's why you can't talk by Halo. So then, I don't know, Pesukei Zimra, maybe you can talk. There's no Pursumei Nisa. What about if you say Shvacho Shamakom? Then you can't talk during Pesukei Zimra or Asher Yuval Etzion because Rabbeinu Yonah says you can't talk once you start Shvacho Shamakom, that's it. Nafkamina number three. What about if you have Shtai Mikra Vecha Targum? There's a big sugya brought down. Are you allowed to talk during Shtai Mikra Vecha Targum? Should you talk back and forth? The post can debate it. So I saw it quoted by Ravadia Yosef. He quotes the Tosefes Shabbos. Tosefes Shabbos writes, it's totally fine to talk in the middle of Shtayim Mikra. Why? Because there's no bracha at the beginning. There's no bracha at the end. No, it's just like this Rabbi Abraham. Comes along with Vadi and says, no way, you can't. Because what about Rabbeinu Yonah? According to Rabbeinu Yonah, the issue is that once you start B'shvacho Shamakom, you start, I don't know how Shtayim Mikra is necessarily B'shvacho Shamakom, but he's learning, once you start, I guess, a religious experience, you have to finish that tefillah until you're done with it, and then you can, then you could talk.
So but, once you start, let's say, at the beginning of the parsha, you can't...
So that's a separate... So that's a separate sugya in Shtayim Mikra. That's a separate question. They say based on the liyas, you could talk in the middle of the liyas. No, but no. According to this, you really shouldn't do in the middle of the pasuk. Really, it's the end of the liyah. Really, the end of a unit. That day's unit, they say, is the really time that you should talk. That's all another shmooze. Are there any heterim to do it? Some say there's more heterim, but simply put, it should be based on this machlokas. Fourth nafkamina. What about the famous, famous shaila for the very Baal Tshuva shul? Well, what do you want to do? In the middle of davening, you want to announce the pages. Yeah. So Rav Moshe is a famous tshuva. Are you allowed to announce pages in the middle of davening? Rav Moshe makes a distinction in that tshuva. It depends which part of davening. He says, in Brichas Kriya Shema, he says, you really shouldn't. Not because it's a bracha, he says, because that's a din in like the Kriya Shema. It's like a special series that you're doing. But in between the brachos of Pesukei Zimra, it's not such a big deal. You know why? Because why are you announcing the pages? It's Litzorech Tvila. So just like in the middle of a bracha, you're allowed to say, oh, I need the salt. Pass me the salt for my challah. It's not a problem. Are you allowed to do that in the middle of a bracha? Yes. You're not allowed to do that in the middle of a separate Kodesh like Shvacho Shamakom, but if it's just an Indian of Bracha, then you can. So I saw the Sefer, Avos Shlomo, I saw the Sefer, he wants to say, Nafkamina will be Halo. Are you allowed to announce the pages in Halo if there's no Bracha? So Sfardim. Are you allowed to say, we're up to page, 75 in the middle of Halo? If you say the issue is that it's and that it's a bracha, bracha to bracha. So, you know, or even if you say, I think it's even if you say that there's, even in Ashkenazim, even if there is a bracha, what's the reason why you're not allowed to talk? Is it because it's bracha to bracha? If it's bracha to bracha, you would be allowed to announce the pages. If you say that it's the only reason why you're not allowed to talk is because it's shvacho shamakom, like this Rabbeinu Yonah, it's like this special tefillah, just like Kriya Shema itself, then maybe you would not be allowed to announce the pages. Final nafkamin is, what about those places which have a suffix Megillah 1450, you know, Beit Shemesh, no? There are some of these 1450s, Ramotes, right? You have some of these Ramotes which have a 1450 and they're not sure what to do. So what do? They read the Megillah on 14 with the bracha and 15 without a bracha. Are you allowed to talk in the middle of 15 without a bracha? So if you say that the reason is bracha and bracha at the beginning, bracha at the end, that's why you're not allowed to talk. So then if there's no bracha, you can talk in the middle of Megillah, right? Take a TO and everyone can check their phone and talk in the middle of that parakah, you know, right before Bishnas. Yeah, everyone will take a break and then everyone will talk on their phone for 2 minutes and go back to the Megillah. But if you save ideas like this Rabbeinu Yonah, it's Shvacho Shamakom. Once you start the Shevach of the Megillah or even Pursume Nisa like the Mishnah Berurah, you would not be allowed to talk. Halacha Maisa with Halal, the minig obviously is not to talk during Halal, no matter what the reason is, but it has obviously a lot of nafkaminas for throughout our halachic, you know, world.